Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mrs. René, for your presentation of the position of the Russian Federation, which we also share in general terms. I would like also to thank Łukasz for recapitulating the advantages that the group identified for the URL instrument on contract of carriage, because it demonstrates that there is a conceptual and a rational approach behind. And that is to, if we take a bigger look, this is the policy framework. And the policy framework is to facilitate international trade between Europe and Asia. And for that purpose, we focus in the first step on the corridors, on the Eurasian corridors. I think it's worth also to remember that our activities should be consistent with the UNEC strategic and policy framework. I'm referring here to the 2030 strategy, as well as other parallel initiatives such as the EATL project, which is the Eurasia Transport Links, and WP5. And you know also that the EU itself has developed EU-Asia connectivity strategy. So for us, this is perfectly consistent to work primarily on Eurasian corridors. And that is, I think, logical also with our assignment. Now, in practical terms, I would say that what is currently reflected in the working document ECE/2021/3 represents, I would say, the effective consolidation of all the work which has been produced by the group. And I would say it represents the majority of the views, but of course not all. So I wonder if maybe this is not already the best one of the outcome, I would say, that we could propose with the caveat, and that could be of course explicated, that one delegation consider it differently. So that would be my proposal to try to conclude on task C with on the basis of the document that we have for this session, 2021/3, and to maybe to record more specific positions of the experts present, and also the observers, the other organizations, so that we have a kind of a picture to substantiate our report on this matter. Thank you.